This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just busted in his office this morning. The door was closed. It was all bad.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? All-Star Weekend here in the Bay.
Hey.
How many people out there, how many of our listeners are going to something? Apparently there's 50 things going on around the city.
The 100, Steiny.
Anybody, anybody participating in this weekend, you can
call us, tell us.
Yeah, let us know what you're doing and how you're celebrating.
And put us on the list. I hit Brownie Blends, let them know where, asked them where the gig was at. So we got Filmo Mike who sent the flyer.
I don't want Brownie. Go. I don't want to go to parties.
What do you want to do?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I have a function I'm going to, not related to basketball. I have a birthday party, a family birthday party tonight. So what's your... Family first. Do you ever hear that?
FOE.
It's not
family over everything.
It's not clubs, taverns, and bars.
Well, there's
first.
Always tomorrow too, Steiny. So. And Sunday, I'm hearing.
What about the after party, Steiny?
Look at him.
Those don't exist for me.
Oh.
It's too late.
Stop. You might be telling the truth.
5-1-0, I'm incredibly optimistic. Just seeing what Jimmy has brought to the team, but as currently constructed, I think at best we get one playoff series win. That's from the 5-1-0. And then he also says, the deciding factor is Kuminga. Oh, boy.
Now, why would you, if Kuminga's listening, why would tell JK why you said, oh, boy?
Because, see, I didn't want to do this today. I wanted to stay positive.
You're off to a great start.
I'm worried about JK's role when he comes back. And here's why. This is one thing I was thinking about Jonathan Kuminga and how before he got hurt, he was quote-unquote emerging. The Warriors have Steph Curry.
Okay.
Takes 18, 20 shots a game. And before the trade, they had Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins isn't the most aggressive player.
About 10 to 14.
In the league. And so the Warriors now with Jimmy Butler and Curry have two aggressive scorers. And I think there'll be less room for Kuminga with Jimmy Butler on the team in terms of opportunity and maybe playing time than with Wiggins on the floor.
So do you mean?
Because Butler takes more shots. Butler's more involved. And, you know, Butler's going to have the ball in his hands way more than Wiggins. And it's going to be up to Kuminga to figure out how to play alongside Curry and Butler if that's the lineup that Curry's going to go with at times, those three.
I'm not mad at that, but Steiny, I just look at it like, you know what? It's on the coaching staff and the players to incorporate talent. And that's what we know JK is, a talent. And I'll say this, you focus and hone in on the age. Jimmy Butler is not a Russell Westbrook in his prime in regard to, you know, I got to shoot it every time. I look at Jonathan Kuminga as a not rest, a pit stop for the guys that, you know, if Jimmy knows, you know, I'm working on getting my win back or Curry's. He never not feels it, but you know, you can always give that youngster the ball and he can cook and do his thing. That might be 5 minutes, it might be 7 minutes, but that's how what I look at Kuminga, like he's going to be an option for these older guys to, you know what, I'm going to pick my spots, and Jimmy Butler and Steph and Dre know that they got to, it's like, what is a point guard? He's got to make sure the big man's happy. You feed him. You know, he runs the court, you feed him. Like, there's responsibilities to where I don't think JK will get left out. I don't think he's going to be, this is my team, I'm hoisting up 30 shots. You know, that ain't happening. And I think he knows that, Stani. So you're going to hold on to your We Believe comp, and I'm going to hold on to my young baby Kawhi with the Spurs. You know, it was still Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker before we knew, you know, Kawhi was going to be what he was. So you here, young fella, we're going to let you cook here.
Do you have any concern that because the Warriors got Butler, the stakes are now higher, they're going to be playing in more important games, and that's not good for Jonathan Kuminga?
No, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
I actually don't – that's the biggest thing that I'm interested in is how Kuminga is going to handle coming off the bench
pressure
and trying to figure out a role on this particular team when he's playing with Steph Curry or when he's playing with Jimmy Butler. But that's an issue for down the line. I was reading The Athletic today, and he's our guy, but The Athletic gave grades to every team.
Oh.
At the All-Star break. And Anthony Slater gave the Warriors a B+. That seems a little high to me.
And my point guard. A B+?
A B+.
But Stani, I would say, Slates, if you're listening, we love you. They're 10th.
I made it up.
It had to be the trade.
A lot of it was the trade. I mean, I'll throw that out to Warrior fans. If you had to give them a grade right now, and you can take into the reason Slater's grade was pretty good was because he phrased it like, you know, the Warriors have been looking for a year or two now for a running mate for Steph.
Well,
they finally got one.
Well, that's an A then, if you want to do that. But the play on the court, Stani, pre-Jimmy, I'm giving it a C-.
I would give it a, I'd give it a, about
if you wanted to say D, I'm right here.
By the way, the grade was for the entire pre-All-Star, not just the trade itself. I think there was some
Yeah. And that's why
confusion.
B-plus sounded a little bit high.
No doubt about it. Especially when you're 10th.
So, I thought a B-plus was – I mean, before the trade, I thought they were underachieving a little bit. I thought they would be winning more games, but they were about 500. I don't know.
So your grade was what? What would you give them?
Well, I got to figure it. Like
I said, C-. I want Evan to come in and tell us what he gives them. But where are you at?
Well, I kind of see where Slater's issue is. Like it's hard to separate 26 and 26 with what they've just done. So I mean, you have to give them. You have to give him a bump because of Butler, I would think.
Well, then now we're talking A or B then. I get it.
I'd probably say B- before the trade, like a C or a C+.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
I said C-.
Something like that. I mean, the reality of the situation is it feels like the trade has changed the opinion of virtually all the fans. And it feels like this team is way more interesting.
Oh my God!
The upside has gotten higher, and they look like they're ready to make a run in the second half of the season, or the last, I should say, 27 games. This is Steve Kerr on last night's game, and the last 5-6 minutes.
I thought we executed pretty well several times down the stretch. You know, we had the one turnover and when Steph tried to throw it over the top, but about three other plays where we executed really well. Jimmy got the layup off the, from Dre. Got a couple of other plays where we got a good look, free throws, and that allowed us to set our defense up. So, You know, it's good to have to finish the game that way. Obviously, you always prefer a blowout if you can get it and rest guys. But, you know, we have to learn how to close games. I mean, we have not done that well. And we didn't do it well last night, obviously. So that was an important game for us. We think Jimmy's presence and skill is going to allow us to finish games much better than we have so far this year. So tonight was a good example of that and hopefully a sign of things to come.
Hey, does last night count as a clutch game?
I think
it does.
Yeah, when they got to within 2 and 4.
Yeah, but there was like 6.5 minutes left when they cut it to 2.
Yeah. You don't like that at all.
I think it's a joke.
You didn't like Curry getting that award. The team didn't make the playoffs, and he got Clutch Player of the Year.
Yeah. If someone can explain that to me, great. But
still not shooting it well from deep, Stoney. And I know Kuminga's not going to help that, but 11 of 41. I know that was one of your concerns, but I'm wondering if that's why teams are able to come back make runs.
I'm wondering if Warrior fans, and, you know, like when they made the trade – I said their 3-point shooting got worse, and it has. They shot it pretty well Jimmy Butler's first game, but the last three games they have not shot threes well at all.
Yeah, he made his first one last night.
It was a 4-point game with 4 minutes left, so it does qualify.
Yeah. Stoney, that's a close game.
Okay. All right, so the Warriors. Okay, they've played 55 games total.
All right,
how many clutch games have they ostensibly played?
34. I think it's tied with the Timberwolves.
Yeah. We've seen them blow leads to games.
Oh, yeah, we have. So, in other words, they're winning by 20, and the other team comes back to cut it to 5. Now it's a clutch game.
What do you guys think their record is?
It's 500.
I'm
going to
say
they are who they are.
I hate you said it, but, Evan, I'm going to say 20 and 14.
Yeah, right.
But you wish. 17 and 17.
Any way you cut it, this team's been a 500
that
team.
That was my first answer. I didn't say it. I felt it. Thanks, E.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I'd be optimistic. Like, I don't think they're going to be a very good three-point shooting team. So the fact, to my way of thinking, the fact that they're still 3-1 in a 4-game stretch when 3 of the games they didn't shoot well from 3, that tells me that they're less reliant on making threes maybe to win games because their defense has improved. We'll have to see how that plays out because...
Yeah, hell, Houston under 100. I mean, 98. Houston's down. I'm not a fan.
I
feel like, again, in the NBA, if you play hard, and I'm not saying the Warriors don't. I'm just saying if you play hard and you're young, you're going to accumulate a good record. And that's what the Rockets are. I just told you during the break, Evan didn't hear this. Stoney, I would hope the Warriors somehow, if they could get in, could get a series against the Rockets. But Houston would have to go all the way up, you know, if the Warriors stay in this play-in box. But I don't, man, they just play.
Quit begging. Quit begging for the Rockets because you know the Rockets stink.
The Rockets, come out and play.
Let's go to Free the People. Free the People's
this
in
our
Oakland.
Guy.
What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. As always, happy Friday to you. First things first, I think it's fair to have a level of optimism for Jimmy being here this year.
Definitely.
Things that I worry about with Jimmy being here this year, though, is Kuminga's role when he comes back. He's going to be in that short corner a lot, and I don't know if I trust him to make those threes. So I think it will make it a difficult position for him to be in certain lineups. You guys are talking about giving out grades. I would grade the first 15 games as like an A. I would grade the next games after that before the trade like a D because they played terrible. And then with Jimmy so far, I think it's fair to say a B plus. That Dallas loss should have been a win. So it's hard to give them an A so far, but 3-1 is a great start. The next thing I want to do before I get off the phone is I want to give major props to Moses Moody. Fans all over the Bay Area have been calling for Moody to get more playing time. It's unfortunate the players had to get traded and injured for him to get a chance, but that's the way the cookie crumbles in the NBA. You got to wait for whatever opportunity is your opportunity. And I feel like dude held us down in the first half of that game last night, along with Pods, who has been getting a lot of flack from the fans. I've given him some myself, so I won't act like I'm a person who didn't. But last night, I saw them play really hard and carry the team in the first half. And I think we need performances like that from those guys going forward if we want to, like, even maximize one playoff series win. I don't have much faith in more than one playoff series win, but before we got Jimmy, we probably weren't even going to make the playoffs the way it was looking. So for that, I'll be thankful, but I need to see some major moves in the offseason. Thanks for taking my call, as always, guys. Happy Friday to you, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Back at you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I came in, Stoney, not to try to irritate you, and I said to you and Evan, I wanted to give a player their flowers, and it was Moody. And it's not just the box score, Stoney.
It can't just be the box score.
But he's a jack of all trades, man. He'll go in there and finish. He's got some hands. Like, again, I'm not telling you he's James Worthy. I'm just not. But he could be a sixth, seventh man on my team any day. And that caller was right. A lot of people have been clamoring for him to get more minutes. And, Stoney, I just like what he brings to the table. And I hate when he missed the game winner the other night. But, you know.
I mean, look. The Warriors may have found their power forward of the future. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know.
I'm talking about Moody.
I know who you're talking about.
About Moody.
Yeah.
Moody helped him last night. No doubt about it. Pods did too. Pods is playing well. In fact, Steve Kerr mentioned Pods. Take a listen.
We felt like it was the right time to do it. I think Brandon has played so well over the last couple of weeks that I think he needs to be in that starting group now. He gives Steph another ball handler, decision maker. He makes a lot of plays out of nothing with his brain and his skill. It was good to get him out there. I imagine he's going to be out there now, you know, as a starter for a while. Obviously with Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I thought Moses complimented those guys really well. We'll see how it goes from here. We got JK coming back hopefully within a couple of weeks, so we always have options, but I think BP's got to be out there,
and I've been clamoring for it, Stoney, and we got it.
Well, then you're going to live with Kuminga coming off the bench. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I would think, because you're going to start Steph, Pods,
Butler
and Green have to start, and then you're missing a five, unless you want to go
Draymond at five,
unless you want to go Moody, unless you want to go Steph, Pods, Butler, Moody, Green. Maybe he'll go that way. I don't know. What do you think, E?
You guys remember when Pods entered the starting lineup last year?
I do.
I don't.
It was the game before the All-Star break.
See, this is why Evan should really just fill in for me a lot of days with that kind of knowledge.
And he went on a nice little rookie run to end the season. So
he earned it. He earned it. He came back from this injury playing, giving him energy, burst. And again, he didn't shoot it well from deep, Stoney, but that's not all the game. I mean, man, I like what I saw, and him and Moody were holding it down, and I'm just thinking to myself, Stoney, I know it's not their time in regard to it's their team, but I'm like, damn, if you want to just step back and look at this Warrior team, you know, after Curry, Dre, and Butler, right now, I mean, you're sitting with, again, I'm not saying franchise players, but Pods, Moody, Kuminga, Post, sign me up.
Well, I think it's interesting. If it's going to be, I mean, he basically said Pajemski's going to be the starter for a while. So that tells me that he's planning on starting Pajemski even after Kuminga returns. Okay, so you could say big deal. Pods just took Buddy Hield's spot in the starting lineup.
JK could be four.
But I mean.
To five.
I'm willing to bet you anything you want to bet that's not going to be the lineup. Because I'll tell you why either. Because if you take out Hield and put in Pods,
okay,
you have even less shooting than with Buddy. And I just don't think you can go Curry, Pajemski, Kuminga, Green, Butler. Like that is
now
you have no 3-point shooting outside Steph Curry. Kuminga's got to come off the bench for this team. He just has to.
I tell you what, because the way Kerr does it, I've been lobbying for Pods for, 2 weeks to start, or at least a week. We'll just say that. And it happened.
You want 8 players to start.
No, I was saying it was time for Buddy to, you know, you got to get him out of there. And you talked about spacing, and Kerr agreed with you. But Buddy's been so bad, Stoney, like this was the next domino. So I would tell Buddy Hield, not that anybody would ask me, hey, Buddy, Kerr rode you. He gave you every opportunity to get out of this funk. My point is, if we do make that bet, the way Kerr does it, we won't know until, like, I would say, Stoney, give me 10 games. Because, you know, things got to happen. You got to see things, and then he makes the decision. That's usually how Kerr does it. So, you know, Kuminga's first game back, if he's not in the starting lineup, I don't want you to declare victory. But I feel like Draymond could be the five, Kuminga the four, Butler three, Steph two, and Pods one. Mm. Moody first guy off the bench.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll see.
I mean, they're going to have to shoot it from three better than they have to go anywhere.
But I don't want to give you your flowers, but Stoney, if you tell me what could be the death of the Warriors moving forward with all this euphoria, shout out Kendrick, that I'm feeling about this team, it just may be that component. And maybe that's why Houston was able, because if you ain't shooting well, you're giving the other team opportunity to get back in games. And then we've seen it to where it was Jimmy's first game against Chicago, you got down 24. You know what I mean? Because you go cold. So we'll monitor that, but Kuminga's not going to fix that. And what did you say? He only shoots like three a game, attempts three a game.
Something like that. Let's go to Anthony in Brentwood. What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man? Speaking of Ant. Did you see Anthony Edwards dunk last night?
I don't think Chet. I think they should have brought Chet off the bench. But I got maybe three things. One, Steiner, you don't understand. Guru ain't new to this. He's true to this.
He
it ain't on him. It's in him. You don't understand it, Steiner. You got to get with the program.
Now
that I got that off my chest.
Oh, there you go,
Ant. You got to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, Guru.
All right, help me.
So So my initial or original point was we have an established big three now. So I think the rest of the season, if we're talking about expectations for me, I actually want Kerr to really see who he can depend on outside of the big three and Looney. And, you know, we know what we're getting from Kuminga. So I want to see for these next, you know, however many games, who can you really depend on and who's staying and who's going? Is Moody going to be a part of the future plan? We know that already, right? Because he got the contract. We know that he likes pods. So now let's see. Are we going Quentin Post or are we going TJD? Are we doing a little half and half? Are we getting rid of Buddy? Are we bringing somebody that's more of a consistent three-point shooter? Because like you guys are talking about, we do need more consistent wing scoring. Now, I want to jump into your guys' conversation when it comes to like who's starting and whatnot. I actually wouldn't mind with the addition of Jimmy, Dre can come off the bench sometimes. Jimmy, he can run the point and he can be a point forward. He can be a four. Sometimes you can have him and Steph doing their thing and then have an additional shooter on the floor because Dre is a non-scorer. Sometimes I think it would be better if Dre came off the bench because Jimmy's still a better athlete. I think he's probably a better facilitator, and he's the one guy that does get to the cup and gets to the line consistently outside of Kuminga. So we're talking about the starting lineup. We also got to look at the option of, you know, sometimes not starting Dre because then he can come off the bench as a small ball five and run that second unit and maybe possibly help get somebody like Buddy or another guy going. Because now that we have Jimmy, Steph can kind of roam free a little bit more. And Jimmy is just as smart as a basketball player as Draymond. So I would look at it a little different, not, you know, looking at, because Kuminga, he's another person that can get his own. So if you got Kuminga, you got Jimmy, you got Pods, you got Steph, and then you got whether it's Post or you got or TJD, now you got three guys that can get their own buckets, and then you got two scrappy guys, whether it's Moody or Pods, that can crash the boards and do the extra other stuff. So I don't know what you got to think about that.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of Draymond Green off the bench, obviously he's been done before. It's been suggested. I just feel like with Jimmy Butler on the team now, like Draymond's going to start. I don't really
That's
have
how
a,
I would have it. I just
think he's going to start because now you have, I mean, Draymond's playing 30 a night. Butler and Steph are playing more than 30 a night. And I can't see him bringing Draymond off the bench. Especially when Kuminga comes back.
Yeah. And Draymond hit I don't want to say a dagger three, but it was a big one. 13 points, Donnie.
You know, I want to get into something with Kuminga.
All right.
And the way the Warriors are playing it right now with Jonathan Kuminga.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.